Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday, August the 1st, 2023, 62 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. And, you know, I was looking at reports yesterday that today might be a record low temperature for this area. August the 1st, 62 degrees to start off the morning this morning. We are in the month of August now. You know, what do they say about August? Those crazy, hazy, lazy dog days of August. Do you remember back in May when we were talking about kids getting ready to end the school year? Before this month is over, a lot of kids will be back in school. How does that happen so quickly every year? But it does, and we'll be off and running. We have so much to talk about here this morning. And we've got to talk fast because we've got Ohio State Fair tickets to give away. Today, the tickets are to Ludacris, or as his friends call him, Luda, multiple Grammy Award winner. So we've got some tickets here to Ludacris we've got to give away today. Do want to remind everybody that not only will we have the Ohio State Fair tickets this week, we will also have tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up this weekend. So if you're not interested in Ohio State Fair tickets this week, maybe you'll be interested in the Dublin Irish Festival tickets that we will give away, start giving away probably on Thursday. Now, we've got a big day coming up tomorrow here on the station. Tomorrow is the 100th anniversary of the death of Warren G. Harding. Warren G. Harding died on August the 2nd. 1923. So tomorrow is the centennial of his death, which also marked the end of his presidency as he died in office while on a trip in San Francisco. Tomorrow we've got a great show. From 8 to 9 in the morning, we'll be joined by the grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing. And I talked to Jim on Sunday, and he has a lot to say about his grandfather's death, the centennial, and many other things. So Jim Blessing, in his only interview tomorrow, the only interview he's giving on the centennial of his grandfather's death, 8:15 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then we will have an extended edition of this program tomorrow starting at 9:15 a.m. And we will run through noon tomorrow, and we will be joined in the studio by President Warren G. Harding himself. 9:15 until noon tomorrow. So 3 hours with the president himself, and he's going to talk about the trip that obviously did not end so well for him, that he was on, why he was taking it, how he was feeling, what was going on at that time. So we've got the grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing, tomorrow at 8:15, and President Warren G. Harding himself, 9:15 until noon. So that's how we will celebrate the centennial of President Warren G. Harding. This past weekend, I did a lot of things this past weekend. I went out and had a good time with somebody. But one thing we did was we went to Blooming Grove, Ohio. I thought it'd be interesting to go to Blooming Grove because we were over in the Ontario area and go to the birthplace of President Harding with this centennial coming up. So we went over to Blooming Grove, Ohio, and what was nice was they had someone, I don't know who it was, but somebody had placed a red, white, and blue wreath on the birthplace, the site of the birth of President Warren Harding. And I thought that was nice as the 100th anniversary comes up. We also went and visited the Harding Memorial. We went and visited the Harding home, Did a lot of things, and I'll tell you more about that as the time goes on. I'll tell you something though that happened on Saturday, and it was kind of interesting. We were in Ontario, and we're trying to think of a place to eat, and we ended up going to the Golden Corral. Now, going to the Golden Corral is not all that a special occasion in and of itself, but as we were going in the door, I was thinking to myself, when's the last time I was here at the Golden Corral? And it's kind of interesting because the last time I had been to the Golden Corral was the night before I took off for a little bit of a medical, leave last year. I mean, I kept doing the radio show, but I did not go out in public for a few months because of a medical issue. And the night before that all started was the last time I'd been at the Golden Corral in Ontario. And I was thinking to myself, my goodness, what a difference a year and a half makes, because that would have been March of 2022, early March of 2022, and this is late July of 2023. And I remember that night being back in 2022, just being a very kind of, I don't want to say it was down, but it was just a little bit of an anxious night. You know, I knew that the next day that I really was not going to be able to be out and about for a while, and that wasn't fun to think about, and it just was an odd time. So going back this past weekend, I just thought, wow, I'm having a great time. I'm out and about today doing a ton of things. I've got a ton of things on the agenda this week. Had great company this past weekend. So, you know, it was just, I guess my point in saying this is, if you're ever going through something that maybe is not the most favorite thing you would go through, give it a year. It all passes by. It all blows over. This too shall pass, I think, is my motto, and I think that's probably right in that particular occasion. Well, yesterday was a big program, big morning here on the station. We did the first live broadcast from the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum. We had Mary Ellen herself on from 8:15 until 9 a.m., and then former governor of the state of Ohio, Dick Celeste, joined us from 9:15 until 10:30. I love the interview. I enjoyed being with Governor Celeste. I hope everybody out there enjoyed it. I talked to a few people, and they said the sound quality was good. On remote, you always worry about that. The only thing I will say about the Governor Celeste interview, and he's a very, very, very nice man, but there was a point in the interview, because we were in the museum and the doors were shut, so the only people in the museum while we were doing the interview were myself, Mary Ellen, Governor Celeste, and Matt Morgan was in the room with me. He was taking pictures and taking video. And at one point, I asked the governor a question. Now, I'm not going to bring that question up again here. It was in the book, so it's not like it was out of left field. But I asked the governor a question. And you could just tell, he even said at one point, I don't really want to talk about this. He did end up talking about it a little bit, so I certainly do appreciate that. But you could almost see the room come to a stop. And I just thought, well, maybe it's me. Maybe it's just me because I'm doing the interview. And I asked Matt when the interview was over, I said, did you notice anything when I asked that certain question? And Matt said he felt the same thing too. So it wasn't just me, but on the whole, Governor Celeste was a very nice man. After that incident happened, we took pictures together, we shook hands, it was fine. There was no ill will or anything, and like I say, he's a very, very kind and nice man, no matter what your political feelings are. But it was an interesting moment. And I will say this, there was a gentleman who's very high up in the Democratic Party who came into the room after the interview was over, and he said to Governor Celeste, he said, well, how'd the interview go? And Governor Celeste said, he worked us over pretty good. That was the quote. He worked us over pretty good. So, you know, I think I did my job as a reporter. I think they did their job, Mary Ellen and Governor Celeste, as being good guests. And it was an interesting moment. Now, Ed, does anybody have anything to say about the Governor Celeste interview yesterday? Mary Ellen Withrow interview. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I know a lot of people who were listening to the program did come down and get books. The governor was autographing copies of his book at the Historical Society yesterday. So I know people did come down and get copies, and I think that was great, and got to visit with the governor and take pictures and so on and so forth. So if you have anything to say about the Governor Celeste visit yesterday, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Did you enjoy the interview with Governor Celeste? I believe that's one of the top questions we like to know. Did you think everything went well with that? Did you learn a lot about the man? That was what I was hoping we would accomplish yesterday, is that we would learn a lot about this man who has lived a very public life. So phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Had a great Friday night show last week. Pastor Craig sat in for Carrington, and we had so many laughs on Friday night. And as I was closing out the show on Friday night, I said, you know, if the audience had one-tenth of the fun that we were having in the studio Friday night, you had a great time. And I can't recount everything that happened on Friday night, but we had a ton of fun. And we will do that again this Friday night from 8:15 until 10 p.m. We do have some new top 10 lists this week. Bob Welsh, our friend in Columbus, Ohio, has already sent us two new top 10 lists for Friday. I certainly appreciate it. I got to look at them yesterday. They are very, very funny top 10 lists. So we will have those on Friday. I know those have become big parts of the Friday morning show and the Friday evening show. And I guess the last thing I want to talk about here before we get to the ticket giveaways to the Ohio State Fair was the death of Pee Wee Herman yesterday. Now, a lot of times on this program, we don't mention the death of celebrities. But Pee-wee Herman was an interesting person. He certainly lived a very up-and-down life. Here was this guy who had tremendous success with the movies Pee-wee's Big Adventure and the television series Pee-wee's Playhouse. And then I think everybody knows the event that cost him that career, I believe in the early 90s. And we didn't hear from him for a while, but he came back. He came back, and he was able to get acting jobs again. And he did revive the Pee-wee Herman character in, I think, 2014-15, somewhere in that area. He did a Broadway show as Pee-wee Herman. He did the character again in a movie that was released on Netflix. And yesterday he died at the age of, or Sunday, I guess, he died at the age of 70. After a bout with cancer, a six-year battle with cancer, which he had kept secret, is what we learned. And all I know is when I was a kid, I remember getting a Pee-wee Herman doll. I know that Charlie Evers, who was on this station for so long, was a big Pee-wee Herman fan. I believe he had the DVDs, all the copies of the Pee-wee's Playhouse program. He had a bicycle that was given to him that was a replica of the bicycle from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. So, you know, I can say that Pee-wee Herman crossed a lot of age groups, from kids to middle-aged people to adults. People liked Pee-wee Herman. So I know that was a tough day yesterday, hearing that he had died at the age of 70, but he had such a young demeanor, a young look, and a young personality, which I guess you would have to have with a character like Pee-wee Herman, that I don't know if anybody thought he was 70. So, there you go. Pee-wee, rest well. Paul Rubens was the name of the actor, by the way. Rest well, Pee-wee Herman, for all the laughs and enjoyment you gave people for all those years. So, it's a seminal passing for a lot of people. Okay, other than that, we do need to get into these ticket giveaways. The ticket giveaways today are for Ludacris, multiple Grammy Award-winning performer who will be at the Ohio State Fair at the Celeste Center tonight at 7:30 p.m. Again, if you get these tickets, you get into the fair for free. Fair admission is included. And we're going to do it Family Feud style. Now, as I have said, if you don't want to win these tickets, you can still play along. There's nothing wrong with playing along. But if you do want to win the ludicrous tickets, we can put you in a drawing, and you could be the winner. So that's how that's all going to shake down today. Now, I like our question. I like our Family Feud question this morning. It's a fill-in-the-blank question. I like the fill-in-the-blank questions. So here we go, 32 minutes past the hour. Fill-in-the-blank. Hold the blank. Now, we've got five answers here. Does anybody know what they are? Fill-in-the-blank. Hold the blank. Five big answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Okay. 740-751-4038. Five answers. Kind of a phrase here, kind of a saying. Hold the blank. What do we hold? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, no relation to Brittany Spears. You know I had to sing this commercial, right? Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders, don't upset this. All we ask is that you let it have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King. That's got to be there. That's a really good answer.
So you're saying hold the pickle?
Pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us. Don't you remember that?
No, I know I can't.
Commercials were funny, and they were not just funny, they were informative and got people in the restaurant.
I remember the commercial. The commercial is not there.
Well, I think hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, even though I like pickles and lettuce. But I do make special orders because I'm a PITA in general, but in a lovable way.
A PITA?
Yeah, well, I like to eat that food, but that's not what it stands for.
Okay.
So hold the pickles, hold the lettuce is not there.
No hold the pickles, hold the lettuce.
Well, these people must not eat at McDonald's like you, because when you order a Big Mac, don't you give kind of a special order?
You know, I can honestly tell you, I don't eat at McDonald's. I drink at McDonald's, but I don't eat at McDonald's. I couldn't tell you the last time I had food at McDonald's.
Yeah, well, my cholesterol's already high enough, so I pretty much pass. And, you know, I go to Sheets for my diet soda.
Yeah. So, no. And I don't think I would tell them to hold. I don't think I order things with holding anything.
Okay, there's a Sheets now in Marysville, so they're getting closer and closer to Marion.
They're getting closer and closer.
Don't you think they should buy that empty lot next to a certain radio station building? And wouldn't that, I would be in heaven if they did that.
Would be interesting. I don't know if the city would zone that for a gas station, but you never know.
It was a carryout, wasn't it?
It was a carryout, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe they could find some way. Okay, well, that's just an interesting thought. But for Sheets freaks like myself, they're getting closer. Two in Delaware and one in Marysville. And I guess if you want to make a special order at Burger King or McDonald's, that you're in the wrong survey.
No, hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Thanks,
all right,
Adam.
All right, ta-ta for now.
All right, ta-ta for now. All right, fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Five big answers on the board. Does anybody know what they are? Hold the blank. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, the prize today is tickets to Ludacris tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Fair admission included, by the way. Well, the phone rang there for a second. Maybe this is it coming back here. Let's see what we get. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hold the phone.
Hold the phone. Hold the phone's number one. Who do we have here?
This is Scott.
Oh, yeah. It's Scott. I didn't recognize you there.
I'm driving down the road talking on the phone.
Well, that's okay as long as you keep your hands on the steering wheel. Do you like Ludacris?
Yeah. No, I don't want chickens. I just wanted to play.
Well, I'm glad you chimed in. Did you hear Governor Celeste yesterday?
Yeah, I heard some of it, and I had to go do something. I like the Barry Epplin part. I heard that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're out there, and I'm glad you heard it okay. Keep playing along.
Okay.
Thanks.
Scott is barreling down the road out there, and we appreciate him for listening. We appreciate anybody who listens. And as I say, if you want to play along, even if you don't want to win the tickets, that's fine. Hold the phone.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, we lost that caller. Boy, I'll tell you, we're having the phone issues this morning. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say hold the fort. I don't know what it means, but hold the fort.
Hold the fort. No, hold the fort on the list.
Okay.
No holding of the fort on the list. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Now, we've got hold the phone was number one. Scott gave us that answer. But we still have four other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tickets to Ludacris tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Multiple Grammy Award winner. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say hold the light.
No hold the light on the list. Hey, did you hear Governor Celeste yesterday?
No, I had to mow yesterday, so okay. I did stuff outside.
Nope. No problem, no problem. But no hold the light.
No hold the light on the list today. All right, well, we've got hold the phone. That was the number one answer. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, whenever I guess a song lyric, Scott, it's never there. But one of my favorite bands, the soft rocking band Toto, one of their biggest hits called Hold the Line. I'm sure that's not there, but I thought I would give a song title or lyric.
You know, Hold the Line is number five on the list.
Must be some fans of a yacht rock like myself, eh?
Now, is that Toto, T-O-D-O, or T-O-T?
No, Toto. It's like the dog.
Like the dog.
But it's not named after the dog, but it's named after the fact that they were a bunch of studio musicians who got together, and a bit like Steely Dan. Steve Lukather, for example, I mean, he played on Beat It by Michael Jackson, and he's played guitar on probably thousands of songs, so he's the penultimate studio musician along with the other members.
So T-O-T-O.
Right. I wanted to mention you have a special guest from Sunshine State next hour, and I want to make sure people know that listen next hour. There will be some interesting talk about Warren Gamaliel Harding one day before a milestone in his passing.
And a lot of President Harding talk next hour and then all day tomorrow.
So be sure to listen, folks. Get some more coffee. I'm making some more as we speak. And cancel all plans. It'll be radio worth listening to.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Okay. Well, I will go listen to some more soft rock, Scott. Thank you.
He got a plug in. Adam worked a plug in there. All right. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the phone was number one, and hold the line is number five. So we've got three answers in the middle here. 740-751-4038. Hold the blank.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say hold the money.
No hold the money on the list.
No hold the money on the list here today. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the phone is number one. Hold the line is number five. Tickets to Ludacris at the Ohio State Fair. You know, I don't know when Ludacris became a thing. I'm trying to remember when he became a big sensation, what era that would have been. It's been quite a while ago now. He's won multiple Grammys, I know that. He'll be rocking it out at the Celeste Center tonight. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say hold the milk. I know I've heard stuff, but I can't think.
No hold the milk on the list.
I'm not interested in the tickets, Scott.
I did not think this would be necessarily our audience, but, you know, we still announce it.
Because, you know, it's not enough time to find somebody for the tickets, so.
Well, I'll tell you, tomorrow we've got sticks tickets, so if you want to give somebody a heads up, if anybody is interested in those, try to win tomorrow for those.
Well, because I haven't checked with the person, it's a clerk that I took the tickets to, and I don't know if she used them. I haven't gone back yet. So what is Tamar?
Styx.
If I kind of have a heads up, I'll ask them, you know, or somebody.
The band Styx.
Styx?
Styx.
F-I-X?
No. S-T-Y-X-X.
You can tell how I'm up on this. Okay, never heard of them. Okay.
Okay, they're popular.
Okay.
Okay. All right, yeah, tomorrow will be the Styx tickets giveaway. All right, which, or fill in the blank. Hold the blank. We've got hold the phone number one and hold the line number five. Three answers smack dab in the middle. Fill in the blank question. Hold the blank. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Ludacris on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Hold the mayo.
Hold the mayo, number three on the list. Now, are you a big Ludacris fan?
Don't be ludicrous.
You know, what era did he become a thing?
I don't think he ever became a thing.
Well, he won some Grammys.
Maybe about 20 years ago.
Probably 20 years ago. I mean, he became a Grammy winner. I do know that, so his songs couldn't have been that horrible.
No, somebody liked him somewhere.
Somebody did.
I'm sure they do.
Somebody, hey, thanks. Yeah.
Put the next caller in for me.
I will do that.
All right.
Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the phone. Hold the mayo. Hold the line.
Go ahead, caller.
Hold the mayo.
We just got hold the mayo.
Oh.
Good guess, though. Did you hear the show yesterday?
A little bit of it.
So what'd you make of the governor and Mary Ellen?
I didn't listen to that part. I listened a little bit of Mary Ellen.
Oh, well, what would you make of her?
Oh, I like Mary Ellen.
Good as always.
She's always interesting.
How are you doing?
Not too good. I had a bad night, but...
Oh, well, hopefully today's better.
Yeah, hey, one of my legs has really hurt me.
Oh, well, hopefully it gets better. That's no fun.
All right, fill the blank. Fill in the blank. You know, I'll start speaking right here one day. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the phone. Hold the mayo. Hold the line. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say hold the thought.
No hold the thought.
No hold the thought on the list. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the phone was number one. Hold the mayo was number three. And hold the line was number five. We've still got the number two and number four answers out here. Hold the blank. What is the blank?
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say hold the door.
Hold the door, number two on the list. You got it.
Well, I got to get with this. Okay.
All right.
Hold the door was number two on the list. That is correct. Fill in the blank. Hold the phone, hold the door, hold the mayo, and hold the line. One answer left. 45 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tickets to Ludacris tonight at the Ohio State Fair, if you're interested in that. 7:30 tonight at the Celeste Center. Ludacris will be at the Ohio State Fair. The category this morning here on the Family Feud, fill in the blank, hold the blank. We've got hold the phone, hold the door, hold the mayo, and hold the line. But we've still got one other answer to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So far, the correct answers this morning have come from Bob, Scott, and Judy. So who else is going to get in here with a very, very smart answer? 740-751-4038. Hold the blank. What in the world are we holding? We get down to that last answer, and that's always difficult. Hold the phone was number one. 26 people said hold the phone. Hold the door was number two. 14 people said hold the door. Hold the mayo was number three. 10 people said hold the mayo. And hold the line was number five. 6 people said hold the line. But there is one answer left. It was number four on the list. Who's going to get lucky number four here? Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. What's the last thing we're trying to hold here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 47 minutes past the hour. Any guesses out there?
Go ahead, caller.
Hold the onion.
Hold the onion. No hold the onion, but a good guess.
All right, thank you.
No hold the onion on the list here today. But not a bad guess. We're still trying. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. We've got hold the phone, hold the door, hold the mayo, and hold the line. One answer left. And remember, if you don't want the ludicrous tickets tonight at the Ohio State Fair, you can still play along with us this morning. No problem with that at all. 12 minutes left to go. Are we going to get this final answer? Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Now, we've done pretty well. We've got four of these. Hold the phone, hold the door, hold the mayo, and hold the line. What's the final answer? Who is out there this morning who can give us this final answer and put this category out of its misery? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. This is more of a phrase. Well, I don't know. Is it a phrase? Hold the blank. Is that a phrase? I guess it would be. Maybe more of a command. Hold the, blah, blah, blah. Hold the phone is number one. Hold the door, number two. Hold the mayo, number three. And hold the line, number five. Who's got the one missing answer? Number four on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Remember, tickets to Ludacris could be yours. Ludacris tonight at the Ohio State Fair, 7:30 p.m. at the Celeste Center. Fair admission is included in these tickets. Man alive, who's got the final answer? Every time we get down to the final answer, it gets a little deep. Now, we've all heard people say, hold the phone, hold the door. All right,
go ahead, caller.
How about hold the salt?
Not hold the salt, but a good guess.
Can you give us a clue?
It's not a food.
What letter does it start with?
Starts with the letter E, like elephant.
Oh, boy, that should be easy, shouldn't it?
He'll clear it right up, shouldn't it?
Okay, thanks.
Keep trying.
All right, yes, it's not a food, and it starts with the letter E, like elephant. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the phone, hold the door, hold the mayo, and hold the line. What is the one answer that we are missing here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Number four. Hold the phone really got a good majority of the people here. 26 people said hold the phone. 14 people said hold the door. 10 people said hold the mayo. And 6 people said hold the line. I don't think my clues are helping this very much. It's not a food, and it begins with the letter E, like elephant. Does anybody know what it is? The completion of this phrase. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. What is the blank? Think of things that people would ask you to hold. Do people ask you to hold the phone anymore? I don't know. Number one on the list. Hold the line. That's more of a figurative thing. Hold the mayo. Yeah, that's more of a physical. Hold the door. Certainly is more of a physical thing. What is number four? Now, are you running through your mind thinking what words begin with the letter E? E as in elephant. Hold the blank. It's not a food, has nothing to do with food, but it begins with the letter E. Who's got it? Are we going to get it in the next 8 minutes here? 740-751-4038. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. There must not be a whole lot of words out there that begin with the letter E that people would think would fit into this category. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Elevator.
You got it. Did that pop in your head?
I don't want tickets, but this was just too painful to listen to.
Well,
repeat it over and over again.
Now, hey, I'm just saying, did it pop right into your head when I gave the clues?
Yes.
Oh, good. Nobody else's head it apparently popped into, but I'm glad it popped into yours.
Yep, it was popping all right.
All right, thanks.
Toodles.
All right, yes, hold the elevator. Fill in the blank. Hold the phone, hold the door, hold the mayo, hold the elevator, and hold the line. All right. Okay, let's go to another category here. Well, this is an interesting category, I believe. Okay. Let's do this one. Name your favorite thing to do at parties. Name your favorite thing to do at parties. Five answers on this list. Name your favorite thing to do at parties. I bet it'll be a party tonight down at Ludacris at the Ohio State Fair, 7:30 p.m. Five answers here. Name your favorite thing to do at parties.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll say play games.
Let's see here. No games on the list.
Okay.
No games on the list today. Your favorite thing to do at parties. Favorite thing to do at parties. Go ahead, caller.
Here's a very lame answer. Dance.
Dance is number one on the list. You got it.
Okay, I'm going to just go down and get more coffee for the exciting guest next hour.
All right.
Thank you.
Dance number one on the list. Name your favorite thing to do at parties. Dance number one on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll say drink.
Drink is number three on the list. You got it.
I don't drink, but every time I say that answer, I get it, okay?
People love to drink, I guess.
I guess, okay.
Drink number three on the list today. Dance was number one. Drink was number three. Favorite thing to do at parties.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Listen to music.
Not listen to music, but there is something close to that.
Not listen to music, but there is an answer that's rather close to that. Name something people love to do at parties. This is where we are.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say eat.
Eat is number four on the list. You got it.
Eat's number four on the list here today. Number one was dance. Three was drink. Four was eat. We've still got number two and number five. Now, one of the answers does have to do with music. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Things people love to do at parties. Tickets to Ludacris at the Ohio State Fair tonight at 7:30 hang in the balance.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say talk or socialize.
Talk and socialize, number two on the list.
Talk, socialize, number two on the list here today. One answer left. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Karaoke.
Karaoke's number five on the list. You got it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Karaoke, number five on the list. Well, we got them all. Things people love to do at a party, dance, socialize, drink, eat, and sing karaoke.
Go ahead, caller.
We lost that caller. Okay. Well, let's go back to the phones here. I think we have another call coming in here.
Go ahead, caller.
Karaoke.
Karaoke was number five on the list. Hey, did you get a chance to hear the show yesterday?
Yes.
How was the quality of it?
Good. You know, I liked the part where Mary Ellen talked about Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. We were in the museum there, and there's a picture right behind her of Governor Celeste and herself and Willie Nelson.
Yeah, that kind of, I'm a big Willie fan, and that kind of sparked my interest.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Have you been over to Mary Ellen's museum yet?
No, not yet. I'd like to go, but no, I have not been yet.
Oh, you really should get over there. It's a lot of fun.
Sometimes I have to strain to listen because it can be quite noisy in here. Now, what was this person that the governor kept talking about, Magda or Mag Dog or Mad Dog? I don't know what he was saying.
No. Dagmar. It was Dagmar.
How do you say it?
Dagmar.
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 Yeah, there you go.
Now, that
was that?
That was his first wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the part I kept trying to strain to listen to what he was saying. And I couldn't quite hear or understand. I thought, you'll talk to Scott eventually. You can ask him.
You know, I wanted to ask you, we got about 2 minutes left here, minute and a half, really, so we don't have time to get in a new Family Feud category, but what did you make of last Friday's show? We had a lot of fun. I know you were out there listening.
Oh, yeah. We always have a blast on Friday night.
Yeah, there's something really, upbeat about that show on Friday night now that I think is a lot of fun. I mean, we all, when that show was over, talked about just the fun we'd had on Friday night.
Is that what you guys do? Like, you all go to Denny's or something, have, moves over my hammy and talk about a success to your radio show was?
Well, no. Sometimes it's sometimes we talk about the non-success that it was. But Friday was a good night. No, you don't go to Denny's anymore because Denny's is closed here in town right now.
Oh, what happened?
I honestly do not know for sure, so I don't want to say, hey, we're coming up on the break, but if you find out, let me know.
Well, between the both of us, we'll figure out the town.
You're
talk
listening
eventually.
To WWVH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege, for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on The Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you at one point.
Well, she did fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. I spilled the beans